I became a shamaness. My future was already predetermined before I arrived on Earth. The mother of my physical body had dreamed since childhood of having an extraordinary child. She fervently prayed to God and vividly imagined paving a dream path toward her desired goal. Being the daughter of a strong lineage of blacksmiths and fortune tellers, she chose the father for her children from an equally powerful line of spiritual preachers and healers. Additionally, one day she met a gypsy who told her she would give birth to a firstborn whose fate would be dedicated to God. My mother expected a son, but first a daughter was born and then another. A year before my birth, the spirit of a powerful shaman entered my mother's womb. This shaman had already transcended the need to incarnate on Earth, serving Tengrihan. He came solely to pass on power and knowledge to the soul destined to appear in the middle world. My parents lived in a Siberian village surrounded by forest. My birth was accompanied by the wild screams of the poor woman, as my spirit, with a body weighing over 4 kilograms, fought to come out, tearing apart all birth canals. My father delivered me, personally cutting the umbilical cord and washing off the mucus and blood from the newborn's body. As a very young child, my young parents often left me alone at home while they went to work or to do movies. I didn't like this and would scream my head off. This screaming attracted a female bear, who inexplicably would steal me through the window, take me to her cubs, feed me with her milk, and keep me warm with her soft fur. By the end of the day, she would bring me to the lake on the edge of the village, where my tearful mother would find me. Thus passed my childhood. Already a young, beautiful, lively, and curious girl, loving all things new and unknown, I went to visit my aunt in a mountain settlement. On the second day of my stay there, unfamiliar travelers entered through the gate and knocked on the door, respectfully addressing my aunt, who always exuded a certain magical power that mesmerized people. They said they needed her guest. They asked permission to speak with me. They told me I was awaited somewhere. Puzzled and driven by curiosity, I followed the messengers. We walked for a long time, making our way through forests and grasses towering above our heads. On one of the mountain peaks, I saw a solitary hut. Climbing up, we entered. We passed through dark haystacks that smelt strongly of medicinal herbs, and entered what should be called a hall or room. In the center, on the clay floor, was a hearth with smoke rising and escaping through a hole in the ceiling. It was dim, and I could barely make out a figure lying on a mat near the hearth. Driven by curiosity, I approached and saw a withered but remarkably beautiful face of a woman. I was told This was the strongest shamaness in the area. It was her time to go to the dream world, and she was waiting for a successor to her power, who would escort her on her final journey. I looked around, searching for the successor, trying to figure out why I was there. The shamaness opened her eyes, and a fire blazed in them, enveloping me in heat and sending a jolt through my body, making it tremble. She extended her dry but surprisingly beautiful hand to me, and I, as if hypnotized, approached her and knelt. Suddenly, there was a sharp click in my consciousness. At first, everything blurred before my eyes. Then, it was as if a light was switched on, and I suddenly heard the shamaness's voice. Looking at her in surprise, I saw that she was actually silent. The shamaness's voice echoed within me. It was an incredibly melodic, deep voice. It seemed very familiar and dear to me. "Now you will take the drum above my head and escort me. This will be your first initiation. The second will happen when you meet the old Calm, who will bring knowledge to all the people of Earth. You will learn from him and pass this knowledge throughout the world, becoming a great shamaness yourself." She closed her eyes. Her voice echoed in my head. "Begin."
I don't know how. I wanted to scream,
but obediently took the drum in my hands and lightly touched it with the drumstick. It responded with a long groan. Then, gradually, rhythmic sounds began to emerge more and more joyfully. Suddenly, I saw that together with an amazingly young and beautiful woman, we were flying in a swift flight on the drum. The wind tousled our hair, and rivers, mountains, lakes, seas, and forests flew past us. Everything was so unusual. I had never seen anything like it in real life. We were surrounded by a host of various spirit helpers. Along the way, the shamaness explained to me the significance of each spirit and passed them on to me. I was being filled more and more with some incomprehensible power. Suddenly, I remembered that this state was familiar to me. I had felt this power when the female bear nursed me as a child. We flew to a place where the shamaness was to embark on her journey alone. I beat the drum furiously. Suddenly, I struck it with such power that the drum burst, emitting a final cry for its mistress. I woke up in a beautiful clearing under a starry sky. Unusual silence surrounded me. Only a small bird occasionally gave me its gentle call, as if to reassure me that I was not alone. The world was full. From that moment, my life began to change, and I met the old Calm as predicted to me, who deeply changed not only my life, but also the lives of many thousands of people. The great messenger on Earth brings sacred knowledge, leading humanity to light and happiness.
his disciples, including me, pass it on throughout the world. Thanks to acquiring this knowledge, thousands of people have already found health, happiness, harmony in their families, success, and prosperity in life. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.